Muharram mourning traditions in different lands. Welcome to the 24th program in our new and interesting series, Muharram mourning traditions in different lands. The series commemorates the heartrending tragedy of Karbala and the martyrdom of Chief of Martyrs Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The series also delves into various mourning traditions associated with the immortal epic of Ashura in various countries, and we also look at the history of mourning for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Today, we examine the history of mourning in Anatolia in what is now Turkey. Stay with us. Ashura, or the 10th of Muharram, is the climax to the mourning ceremonies of the month of Muharram. It is the day marked by Muslims around the world to commemorate the anniversary of the heartrending tragedy of Karbala. As a matter of fact, Ashura is at the core a day of mourning against injustice and has been marked by people of all faiths across large swathes of South, Central and Western Asia for centuries. As far as the Caribbean islands in the New World and Indonesia in Southeast Asia, forms of Ashura ceremonies take place. In South Asia in particular, the day of mourning processions and colourful marches has become a highly intercommunal occasion, often featuring participation from Muslims of all stripes as well as Hindus and others. In countries like Egypt, Qatar or Saudi Arabia, where significant but nearly invisible Shia Muslim communities reside, rituals associated with the month of Muharram are often the only time when communal identity surfaces and makes itself heard. Although as a result of the Fatimid dynasty, many Egyptian Sunnis have a level of reverence for the family of the Holy Prophet, if it weren't for the yearly Ashura commemorations by thousands of Egyptian Shias at the Al-Hussein Mosque in Cairo, where the head of the Prophet's grandson is believed to be interred, the presence of an actually existing Shia Muslim community of around 3 million people in the country would scarcely be known. Unfortunately, in some countries, the regimes which are detached from the teachings of the Holy Prophet's Ahlul Bayt or household, peace be upon them, have adopted a hostile policy against Shia Muslims and banned the Muharram mourning ceremonies altogether. Turkey, however, offers a unique case study wherein Shia Muslim identity is not formally forbidden, but where the diversity of Shia groups and the supposedly homogeneous ethnic and religious character of the official narrative of national identity often works to suppress knowledge or visibility of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt or the Holy Prophet's household, peace be upon them, in Turkey. Muharram and its mourning ceremonies are the prime time that witnesses the manifestation of these devoted to the household of the Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The primary Shia Muslim group in Turkey is Alevism, a branch of the faith that traces its theological lineage through the Ja'fari school of jurisprudence, but with strong Sufi elements, but is distinct from Syrian-orientated Alevism. Although the practices of this group are diverse, Muharram is typically commemorated in a different form by the Alevis. Let us, however, dwell on the commemoration of Ashura and the mourning ceremonies in the month of Muharram by the Esna Ashari, or 12 Shia Muslim community living in Istanbul. 12 Shias are the largest Shia Muslim community in the world, being dominant in Iran, in Iraq, Lebanon, Bahrain, Pakistan, India, and many other countries, except for Yemen, where the Zayd Shias are the majority. While official figures are difficult to come by, figures suggest there are about 3 million 12-ish Shia Muslims of Azeri descent living in Turkey. 1 million in Istanbul and 2 million live in other parts of Turkey. There are millions of other Shias who, along with Alawis, make up some 25% of the population of Turkey. Today, it is estimated that there are 40 Shia mosques in Istanbul alone and 300 more throughout Turkey. The Muharram mourning ceremonies take place in the historically Shia Muslim neighborhood of Zeynabiye in Istanbul, which holds a particularly important place in the hearts of many Shia Muslims, as it is believed that Hazrat Narges, the mother of Imam of the Age, Hazrat Mahdi, may God hasten his return, the Holy Prophet's 12th and last infallible successor, who is in occultation and who will appear in the end times to establish the global government of peace, prosperity and justice, traces her own lineage to the area, which in her time was the capital of the Byzantine Empire, and she was the granddaughter of the Byzantine Emperor. In recent years, the large attendance of the ceremony has even included visits from the heads of state, including Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, pointing to official acceptance and support for the community, even while they remain nearly invisible in the national consciousness. The commemorations include a march as well as a ta'ziyah, a ritual reenactment of the Battle of Karbala before spectators. This is followed by mourning discourses, beating of chests in grief, and flagellation by chains on the backs of men. Ashura, or Ashure, as the Turks call it, is famous for a dish called Ashur Tatil, or Noah's Pudding, which is shared amongst friends and family. The Muslims of Turkey have carried this tradition to the Balkans, where in Albania, the Bektashi Sufi order commemorates the Muharram mourning ceremonies, with the climax being on the day of Ashura. Well, that is all for today. Until tomorrow, God bless you all.